Welcome to Caffeine and Chaos, the podcast for moms by a mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. My name's Karina, I'll be your hostess, and you are listening to the very first episode of 2021. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. I hope everyone had a great Christmas. Sorry, kids' toys going off in the background. I hope everyone had a good Christmas and a Happy New Year. And that 2021 is going okay. I don't think any of us really and truly expected the clock to strike midnight and 2021 to be totally normal and hunky-dory and okay. But here we are, 11 days in. It certainly hasn't gotten any better, but I hope you guys are hanging in there, just making the best out of the situation we have. I'm going to put this little plug in here because I'm really challenging myself this year to be more bold about my faith. I've talked before about my husband and I. We're Christians. We seek to raise our children in a Christian home, to love the Lord and to love others. And we were raised in Christian homes growing up. And so it's something that at our core value is very, very important to us. And I've tried to be very careful on my podcast about over talking about my faith or over talking about Christianity because I wanted people to be comfortable coming and listening to my podcast. And I've really been challenged over the last couple weeks through sermons at our church, through sermons from my church back home, and through listening to a few other podcasters and public speakers who are Christians as well, that right now really isn't the time to be making a comfortable space for people when it comes to Christianity. Let me explain what that means. What it doesn't mean is that we want to create an aggressive space where we're shoving Jesus down your throat. Okay, that's not what it means. What it means is that 2020 was a rough year. And 2021 isn't shaping up to be the best and brightest that we've seen in a while. But through 2020, if it had not been for my relationship with Jesus, I would have had no hope that everything would have been okay. And yes, there were really dark days and there were really discouraging moments. And as a military family, there were really scary moments. And there still are. There are definitely more scary moments right now as I'm recording this podcast than there were 3 weeks ago. Because there are just some things that are very near and dear to our hearts that scare us, that are becoming more of a reality. But if it wasn't for the fact that I can get up every single morning, put my feet on the floor, and know that no matter what happens today, no matter if I get angry with my kids, no matter if I'm so tired I feel like I can't function, no matter if my husband and I get into a fight, no matter if my house isn't clean at the end of the day, or I'm so stressed out I don't think I can handle it, no matter if the world literally shatters and falls apart in front of me, none of this is a surprise to God. God knew this was going to happen. And even when it seems like he's not, God is in control. God isn't a God of chaos. And so even when things may seem chaotic to us, they're not to him. And it's all part of his plan. And unfortunately, sometimes parts of his plan are not beautiful and they're not fun and they're not charming and picturesque like we would love for life to be. Because our perfect world ended when sin came into the world. But I can have the confidence every day that no matter what faces me, no matter what faces my family, God's got us and he's never failed us before and he's not going to fail us now. And the day may not make sense, but that's okay. It doesn't have to make sense to me because all that God asks of me is that I trust him and that I put my faith in him and say, I don't know what you're doing right now, but I'm going to ride this out until you show me. And that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be days where you're just on your knees crying and yelling at the ceiling saying, why are you doing this? What's happening? I don't get it. Like, why am I here again? That's not what that means. But it's those moments, I think, that God allows us to get to become the most vulnerable in our relationship with him. And those are the moments when your relationship with him can grow the most and where you truly learn what hope means and what love means when it comes to a relationship with God. And you can then take those definitions and translate them to the relationships you have with people around you. And I think that that's become more real to me as last year unfolded. And now heading into 2021, I really want that to just be what I grasp every day when I get out of bed, knowing that right now this world is a mess, but I can put hope in God, knowing that he's in control. He's got this. It doesn't have to make sense to me. Nothing does. Because it already makes sense to God, and that's okay. That's all that I need to know. And it's hard because our human nature screams at us and says, no, we have to be in control. It has to make sense, but it doesn't. And that's one of the hardest parts about having a relationship with God is just giving that full control to him and just saying, okay, here you go, and being vulnerable. But just really thinking about it heading into the new year, I know for my husband and I, we dealt with a lot last year. We dealt with a lot because of COVID. We dealt with a lot because we moved 10,000 miles away from family. We dealt with a lot because our marriage wasn't in a healthy place last year at this time. We dealt with a lot personally and just with everybody else in the world. And I know that we could both agree that if it wasn't for God and the hope that he offers us every day, despite our circumstances, that we wouldn't be standing here at the beginning of 2021. We wouldn't. We'd be different. We'd be so different, and it would be awful. So you will definitely hear me not necessarily speak more forcefully, because I don't want to be forceful, but I want to be bold. Because I think right now where our world is at, look, if someone's got hope, they got to offer it, right? This is my hope, and I want to show you this hope that I have. And it's a really big deal for me to say that, because I am a shy Christian. Okay, I'll talk about all that in a different episode. But yeah, that's all I'll say about that. But on that note, let's jump into today's topic. I think that's a great segue for today's topic, and actually part of why I'm going to talk about what I'm going to talk about today. If you have been listening to my podcast for any period of time, and you've specifically listened to the very first episode, which was from almost a year ago, a year ago this week, a year ago next week, I can't remember. I need to go back and look at the date. But a year ago, my very first Caffeine and Chaos episode was entitled Why I Don't Choose New Year's Resolutions. And in that episode, I talked about the fact that I'm an epic failure when it comes to New Year's resolutions. I can't keep a resolution to save my life. And then I feel like a failure, and it's like this pedantic, awful cycle, right? So I talked about how I like to choose a word to go into the new year with. And last year I chose the word intentional. And I chose it because we were moving and I knew we were going to have to pick a new church and we were going to have to find new friends. And this was kind of our first opportunity to really truly be on our own as a married couple. When we lived in North Carolina, we lived hours away from my parents. So yes, we were married and living on our own, but we were still within arm's reach, technically, of family, immediate family. So this was really the first big, like, I felt like the first big adult step in our married life was moving so far away and not being close to family. But I really wanted to head into 2020 with the idea that putting our best foot forward in these areas of life is super important. So I want to just talk about three areas that I really noticed my perspective was definitely changed because I did seek to be intentional. And as the year went on, there were these moments where I was like, man, I picked this word and I'm just not doing it, you know? But when I got to the end of the year and sat back and reflected, I was like, okay, no. Like, looking back at the events of the year, I can definitely see times where I had to learn to be intentional, or I chose to be intentional. And sometimes being intentional doesn't always reap great results. Sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes you lose things. We experienced a little bit of that. But in the end, it was for the best. And sometimes intentional isn't something everyone else agrees with. And that's tough too. So let's talk about these three areas super quick. These were definitely the three areas I noticed just the biggest change that ended up reflecting really positively in our home. So the first one, the big one, of course, relationships. And we had relationships with others and then relationships with my spouse. And I want to separate these two because they're different. They should be different. But they're both relationships. So when it comes to relationships with others, this was something that we definitely were intentional with, and there was some negative fallout from it, but not necessarily on our end in such a way that it impacted our daily life, if that makes sense. Coming to Okinawa, we knew we'd need to make new friends. And because of our experience at Camp Lejeune when we initially got married, my husband had already been there for 3 years. He already had a group of friends. So I just kind of segued into that friends group, which a lot of it just didn't keep up because single Tyler is different than married Tyler. And there was a lot, excuse me, that just didn't segue into, you know, it just didn't work for being married. But we ended up our last year and a half there finding good friends. And what we found to be true was that our greatest friendships came from the people who we met at church. People who shared our ideologies, who shared our values, who wanted to raise their kids the same way we wanted to raise our kids, who encouraged us in our marriage. And it's not that people who didn't go to our church were bad people. We were friends with plenty of people who we didn't go to church with. But when it came to forming those bonds that felt like family, it was most certainly the people in our church. And it was just because we had so much in common and were able to encourage one another. So moving here and then COVID getting in the way, it really kind of restricted us from making those connections quickly. We've been here for a year, and I feel like just now we're starting to make friends, and even then none of our relationships are as deep as our friends in North Carolina, which makes me really sad, but that's a different story for a different time. So when we came here, we were acquaintances with a couple other families, and we were very open about, hey, this is who we are, this is how we want to raise our kids, and they basically said, well, we're not that way. And so we entered the relationships with caution, kind of knowing how they would go, and sure enough, the end result was just that they were nice people, but they were not the kind of people or the kind of influences that we needed to have in our life. And in being intentional about relationships and about what we wanted to allow in our home, we knew that it just wasn't healthy for us to be in those relationships, and we pulled back, and there were just a lot of things that happened and fingers that got pointed, and at the end of the day, we just had to come to terms with, if we want to be intentional in relationships, this is not a relationship we can be in because it does not minister to us in the areas of encouraging us to raise godly children. It does not minister to us in a way to stay married. And it doesn't provide a healthy atmosphere for us. And through that, though, we learned, that was the process that we went through, that we learned that sometimes being intentional doesn't always have a positive outcome. Sometimes it has a negative outcome, and it may always not be negative for you. It may be negative for the other party, but that's okay. Because in turn, it helped us to be intentional about our parenting and intentional about our marriage and intentional about making sure that our home was a safe space. Now, we have had relationships where we have friends who are like-minded, and just learning to be intentional through those relationships. And I'm talking about having them over and having the deep, real conversations about life and why do we believe what we believe, and allowing our conversations not just to be like the, hey, how are you, like casual joking dinners and stuff, but to really get the deep nitty-gritty too, and encouraging one another in the Lord and in our marriages and in our parenting. And that really just transformed for me in my relationships, especially, you know, intention to encourage my friends and intention to know there's a time to vent and there's a time to use what I'm going through as an opportunity to be an encouragement to someone else. So, and then intention in my marriage. This was a big one for us. when we moved here, our marriage wasn't horrible. Okay, we were not on the verge of divorce. But our marriage was not healthy. There were things going on behind the scenes of our marriage that I didn't even know about. And they all kind of came to light, of course, right before we get on a plane to move to a different country. And so when we got on the plane to Japan, we did so knowing we're moving away from every bit of support that we have for the next 3 years. And this could either be a really awful 3 years for our marriage, or this could be the best 3 years ever. One thing my husband and I have talked about a lot since being here is that Okinawa was really hyped up before we came, and it hasn't met the hype. We don't hate it, but it's not, you know, on our list of top 10. But we have agreed that maybe God brought us to Okinawa for different reasons than what we thought. And what we've learned this last year is that one reason why God brought us here was to allow us to step back and focus on our marriage that really needed attention and really needed some love, honestly. And just over this last year, we've been more intentional about date nights and about getting a babysitter and about spending time together, even when we were so tired we couldn't function. Even if the date was going grocery shopping, it was one-on-one time together without our kids. And it was important. Because as the year went on, we slowly watched our marriage get better and our marriage get stronger and our communication get stronger, and we became more intentional about spending time together. And suddenly the time spent together wasn't just date nights, it was nights at home after our kids went to bed. And it was cooking meals together, and it was eating without our kids. And suddenly, our intention to just be married became the intention to have a desire to be married. And I think that that's something that's just lost in our culture. People don't care anymore. They think they get married and it's my way or the highway. They forget that there's another person involved in the relationship. And that it's not 50-50, it's 100-100. But there are some days where your significant other just can't give 100. And so you have to pick up the slack. And understand that it may be like that for a while, and you can't expect them to just the next day pop back up and pick up, you know, whatever percentage you took over for them. But just being intentional in our marriage has really changed our marriage. And I can say that this has been the best year of our married life. Even the first year was not this good. This has been the best year of our married life. And don't get me wrong, there's still been bad times. There's still things we disagree on. There's still downsides, but we're getting there and we're learning and we're growing, and so that's been really good too. The second area that we were very intentional in this year was with church. We had a great church in North Carolina. We loved the people. They were our family. My husband was heavily involved in the church. But one thing that we really struggled with as a family was we kind of jumped into being almost too involved. And the church we were in, mind you, was a very ministry-minded church. Okay. And there's not really anything wrong with that. But I think it's important sometimes to take a step back and realize. And by the way, this is not anything against the pastor or his family in that church. This is just my personal perspective and what my husband and I have come to agreeance on because of our personal experience. Okay, this isn't me ragging on anybody. Sometimes it's really important to take a step back in a church and realize that not everybody is ready right now to be in a position of ministry. Sometimes someone needs to come to church and be filled first, be ministered to, and grow, because there's stuff going on behind the closed doors of their home that nobody knows about because nobody's asking, or because someone's hiding something and the other person in the home doesn't know about it. And as a result, when we get into these ministry-minded churches where it's you have to minister, you need to be part of a ministry, if you're not part of a ministry, you're wrong, people drag their feet and their heart's not in the ministry. They're not able to be intentional in their ministry, which I think is what Jesus intends for us to do. So when we moved to Okinawa, we came from basically 2 years straight of being involved in churches and having children. That's what we did for 2 years, besides being a military family. And So when we came to Okinawa, we had a list of things that we really wanted to find in a church. A lot was very different from our last church because we needed a change. We needed to go to a church where we could grow. We needed to go to a church where we would learn. And we needed to go to a church where we were not pressured to be involved in ministry right off the bat. And we agreed that we needed 1 year here to not be involved in any ministry in our church. To sit in church together as a couple every single Sunday. To hear preaching, to learn and to grow. As a family first in our relationship with God. Before we even approach the idea of being involved in a ministry in any way. And now that we've been here for a year, it's definitely, you know, a topic of discussion that could come up. And I know there were a lot of people who were very upset with us when we first got here because we chose a church that I think people didn't expect us to choose. But at the end of the day, that was our choice. But we were intentional in our choice. And now here we are a year later, and my husband has a desire to go to church. The desire to go to church when you are not obligated to be there because you are part of a ministry is a big deal in our house. Okay. We don't have to show up. We have no ties to anything. We're not obligated to be there to fill a spot in nursery or to do the soundboard or to bring the pastor his water. We're not obligated in any way. We just have to show up. But the fact that we get up every Sunday morning, even when we're so tired and the thought crosses our mind of we could just stay home and watch it on the TV today, the thought crosses our mind, too, of the fact that when we were literally told by the military that you are prohibited, quote unquote, prohibited, literally told that, from attending church, and we were out of church for 4 to 5 months, and it just really dawned on us how important being present in church is. We remember how much we fought for our right to be in church, and that drives us to be intentional in church, which in turn drives us to be intentional in our relationship with God, which in turn drives us to grow intentionally. And I think that has been the biggest transformer in us in being intentional, because that has then connected us to being truly intentional biblically in everything else. So that's been a big one for us. And then the third one that I would say for me was being intentional in my business. When we moved to Okinawa, I did not want to keep doing cakes. Jacksonville had been an awful experience. I had done it because I had to, because we needed the money, because I needed to have a job. And childcare is too expensive to work outside the home. And so moving to Okinawa, I was like, I'm not doing this. Like, no way. But we had been here maybe 5-ish months when I decided to pick it up at the beginning of the summer. And business is different here. You either get really good or you get really bad. Thankfully, I've had a lot less really bad. But being able to take a step back and look at my business and realize that here I can do what I want to do and I can do what I love to do. And I can be picky with my orders and I can be intentional in picking how I want to formulate my business here has really changed my perspective as a business owner, and it's allowed me to put my best foot forward and have such a, oh man, more positive, more loving attitude toward my business. It's such a joy to do cakes here. I can't even begin to tell you, like, I know, man. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about that, except for that, being intentional with my business. And heading into 2021, I'm super excited because just the dreams and the goals that I've been able to formulate are so different. So, yeah. Okay, so now let's talk about 2021. So after last year, after the chaos of it all, I don't even know. I'm just not even going to go into it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And being intentional, which was sometimes really hard and sometimes had negative consequences. And because of the person that I am, I'm naturally very anxious about things. And one thing that I felt last year that even though I was being intentional and even though everything worked itself out, I just kind of felt like I was constantly just on edge about everything. I was frustrated. I was tired of the way that life is right now because it doesn't have to be this way. I was just worn out by it all. And so looking at 2021, knowing that this year probably wasn't going to start off any better, I really wanted to pick a word that I could continue to be intentional with, but I needed to pick a word that would help me to work through that anxiety and to work through that anger and the frustration and kind of just help tone me down a little bit in a healthy way. So for 2021, I've picked the word peace. And I think this is a good year to pick that word because I think we're going to need a lot of it. And kind of, I wrote this down, but the main areas that I really just want to focus on having peace in is my relationship with my children. Being a mom to three toddlers is so frustrating some days. If you have toddlers, you know. Well, I have three of them back to back. They're currently upstairs right now. It is 9:31 p.m. I put them to bed at 8 o'clock and they're still upstairs laughing. And in this moment, knowing that my husband is going to be gone for a little while, I'm having to make the choice. Do I get angry and go upstairs and discipline them? Or in this moment, do I just let it go, finish recording my podcast, take my pre-workout, do my workout, and enjoy the rest of my evening because this is my me time? And just decide, you know what, whatever time they fall asleep, they fall asleep. And if they wake up tomorrow and by 9 o'clock, they're monsters, their consequence is that at 9 o'clock, they're going back to bed. And that's just how we're going to roll in this house this week. Finding more peace just with the things going on around me. You know how at the beginning I talked about hope, having hope in God. Well, I can have peace too, because I know that He is in control. The people who frustrate me, the people who may say careless things on social media. Guys, social media is so dangerous. And if I didn't have a business and a podcast, I would like to say that I would be off social media so quickly. It probably wouldn't happen. But I would be off social media so quickly. In my dreams, I would. Because it's just such an ugly environment. And we just create this hostility toward one another that's just so ugly. And I really want to seek to find peace in those moments when people want to try to get me riled up about things, to just say, look, it doesn't matter what your opinion is. That doesn't matter to me. You're entitled to your opinion, but I'm entitled to mine too. So let's just move on. Like, you can have a difference of opinion and still be friends. And you can still find peace in your relationship and just agree that there's certain things you don't discuss, right? But I can get up every day and just like I have that confidence and my feet hit the floor and I have hope that God's in control today, my feet can hit the floor and I can say, okay, Lord, no matter what comes my way today, I'm going to seek at whatever it costs to be peaceful. If someone cuts me off in traffic, instead of yelling at them, which I don't do, by the way, I'm not a car yeller. Instead, I'm going to be peaceful about it and be thankful for the fact that we didn't just get into an accident. When finances are tight because we're working really hard to pay off debt, and last year was such a great year for us to do that. This is the first year since we've been married that I don't feel like I have to work for us to make ends meet. Now, mind you, the military does not make scrap compared to what, you know, the average civilian worker makes. But God has blessed us to the point that if I didn't want to, I wouldn't have to work this year. I could devote 110% of my time to my children and our home. So this year I'm working for fun, which is great. But even in the moments when our finances are tight, I can have peace that God has never failed us before and He's not about to fail us now. In those moments when there's $0 in the bank and I need to go buy groceries, God has always provided for us. God can do the same for you. But for me, finding peace in those moments, finding peace on the days when my anxiety is so bad, it's crippling. And I'm not ashamed to say that I have had more of those days than not. And it has nothing to do with my relationship with God. Okay? Some people have anxiety. It is a thing. It is okay. Knowing on those days that I can find such peace in God and in just telling Him, I can't handle today, so I just need your help. Seeking to find peace in my extracurriculars. Last year I started tutoring for a local co-op here. That has been an incredible experience. If you are a mom of toddlers, let me put this little plug in here. If you're a mom of toddlers and you're considering homeschooling, but you're thinking to yourself, I know people say I'm capable, but I just don't even know where to start, and I'm so overwhelmed, and I don't think I can do this, and I'm just going to put my kid in school. Go volunteer or find a classical conversations co-op or something like that. Plug yourself into a position where you're teaching kids, because what it will teach you the first 12 weeks is that you are 100% capable. Not only are you 100% capable of teaching your own child, you're 100% capable of teaching someone else's child and loving on those children. And they bring you joy and you bring them joy and you just feed off each other, because now I'm getting ready to head into week 13 of tutoring classical conversations and I'm so excited. I'm not even nervous about it. I'm so excited to see my kids again. But I'm even more excited for next fall when Easton starts the program, because this has given me so much confidence to say, I can teach my child. I can do this. And not every time is going to be perfect. Some weeks I'm going to feel totally unprepared, but I can do this. That's my little plug. Okay, homeschool moms, you got this. So for 2021, setting my sights forward, continuing to seek to be intentional, but to also be intentionally at peace about things. And I know some days I'm going to fall flat on my face and fail. Being peaceful is not our human nature by any means. It is not my human nature. I was not raised to be peaceful. Okay, if you know my parents, you know that they raised me to be a very strong and independent young woman. I'm not so young anymore. My husband likes to kindly remind me that by the time we get orders to go back to the United States, I will be 30. I'd like to thank my husband for reminding me of that on a weekly basis. You are a blessing. And I will find peace about that. I will. But making it a goal every day to get out of bed and say, okay, Lord, today I'm going to be intentional. Today I'm going to be intentional about finding hope in you, no matter what the news says, no matter what phone calls I get, no matter how my kids behave. I'm going to find hope that you know exactly what today is going to hold, and it's going to be okay. And I want to be intentionally peaceful about things. In the moments when I want to get worked up, the moments when I want to get angry, instead I want to turn around and seek to be peaceful about it. And go against my human nature and against my own will to take control and do things, which sometimes are totally appropriate, okay? And you can do so in a professional and adult-like manner rather than being childish. And you can stand up for what you believe in, and you can be at peace about that, because there may be people who are against you and who don't agree with that. But finding true peace. And so this year, I have started looking up some Bible studies about peace, what that really looks like, different types of peace in different areas of life, how to pray for peace, how to have peace in the home, how to have peace in my relationships, how to have peace in my marriage. And just really study that out. And so I'm just really excited to dive into 2021. I think this is a great word for this year. Maybe you haven't picked a word yet. Maybe this is the word you need to pick. Do this little journey and study with me. But I'm just really excited to see what this year holds. I'm excited to keep growing and learning. Like I said, last year there were times where I just thought to myself, I'm epically failing. And then at the end of the year, I got to the end. I was like, oh my gosh, like, this was so much better. This was so much better than I thought it could have been. So I can't wait to get to the end of 2021 and look back and see how much peace I allowed into my life and how I just learned to control that and how it just changed me. So I'm super pumped. Well, that's all I've got for today. Let's see. I have rattled on here for 33 minutes. Guys, this is almost a record. One of my longest podcasts yet. Don't worry. There's longer ones coming. There are. I'm super pumped about episodes coming up in the future. I have at least 3 other guests lined up. I have some specific topics that I really want to discuss that I'm still searching for guests for, because they're topics that are heavy on my heart, but I just don't feel like I have 100% the best input on them. And so I want to bring a couple other people in, but I'm super excited about this year, about the topics I want to cover, about just being more bold and more out there and just sharing hope with you guys, encouraging you, just being positive in this world right now that's fallen apart, and tackling some tough stuff that we as moms need to be talking about right now, and in how to best handle this in our homes and care for our kids and protect our families when we need to. So I'm super excited. I hope you guys liked this episode. I've been super excited to record it for a couple weeks now, so I'm glad that it's out there, and we're going to get it edited and put it up for you to hear. So I hope you guys have a fantastic Monday. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. First episode of 2021. We're off on the right foot, right? As always, if you have any comments, questions, creative criticism, topic suggestions, or maybe you want to be on the show, feel free to hit us up. You can find us on Facebook. We have a Caffeine and Chaos Facebook page. You can also find me on Instagram at caffeineandchaos3. Or you can send an email to caffeineandchaos3@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. That is all I have for today. So with that, have a great rest of your week. Don't forget, stay peaceful.